This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need people who shouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
Like, this runner, dude, everything about him screams.
Wow, he wanted it
crazy.
Bad.
Yeah.
Did he? I mean, show of hands in this room, who'd be dead if they're in his? I'm 100%.
Yes,
three for three.
Sure.
Three for three.
Is. Yeah. Determined, and I go him.
Yeah. He's a Washington State man. He was running in Olympic National Park over the weekend. He slipped on ice and broke his leg. For the next 10 and a half hours, he crawled on his hands and knees in below freezing temperatures. Can we go back a step? What the hell are you doing running? And I mean, I get it that you're passionate and... Come on, man.
It sounds dangerous. And also, there's no cell service. It's like you're...
He's literally out in the middle of Olympic National Park, and there was no cell reception for... He was 10 miles from the trailhead. Yeah. I would assume the trailhead is probably near a major road, so you're probably going to get cell service. But now you've got a broken leg.
Sub-zero temperatures.
We've had to do some deducing here. We've done some crawling around in the studio, and we believe it's the... Fibia that he broke.
Not the tibia.
Because that's the one you can still put weight on. You could actually still kind of walk on a little bit.
Yes. But if it was his femur, then he wouldn't be able to crawl on his hands and knees. His femur's okay, but it's the other bone, and then he's crawling on his knees. Eventually, his knees were completely raw.
Oh.
Right.
So he took off his shoes and tied them to his knees. He crawled for 10 and a half hours.
Dude is a survivor.
Yeah.
What? I mean, we all raised our hand and said we wouldn't make it. But like, first off, none of us would have been out there.
True.
Right.
So
this is why I don't run.
There's that. Yeah, exactly. I try to save my life by not running.
Steve scours the internet for videos and evidence that working out is bad for him. But like, 10 and a half hours later, he was able to get through rocky, snowy, dirty, wet trail. His knees were raw. He finally got to some place where his cell phone worked. So he called and he was 5 or 6 miles from where he was initially injured.
Jeez.
He was airlifted to safety.
I wouldn't crawl. That's undignified. Be on your knees. I wouldn't do that part either.
Oh, my gosh.
I got some pride.
I get my flare gun. I call Jesus. Yeah. Wait, nothing. I truly believe each one of us would get out. I think we'd find a new.
Yeah, you're probably right. In that situation, some sort of adrenaline kicks in and you just go. You're like, okay, I got to just fight.
I would still complain about it the whole
time. Oh, my
way.
God. The entire time.
Sure. How did I get here?
I knew I should have.
Why did I do to deserve this?
There was a woman in California who went missing. She had dementia.
Oh, no.
She was missing for a week.
What?
She's 68 years old, and she was found via a helicopter in a Toyota 4Runner covered in snow in a remote rural area.
Yikes.
Nobody says what happened, but she must have been driving someone. With dementia, are you allowed to drive?
No.
I didn't think you were.
I don't think so.
My grandma, she moved to a new place, and she had dementia, but we didn't realize how bad it was. And she also got lost in her neighborhood. But the difference was she was barefoot in her nightgown with a bottle of wine.
OMG.
Oh, God.
She's
yeah,
party girl.
Poor grandma. I know. It was really bad. And we all, I know.
She's okay?
She's fine.
Oh.
She's fine.
But she had the bottle of wine.
She had wine with her. She was good.
She had an
good.
Agenda.
I'm just
she
saying
just left
this.
Her house for like a few hours.
If I'm broken leg guy out in the forest, as long as I got a bottle of wine, I think I'm...
You're okay.
I got a reason to crawl
You're
out of there.
Fine.
So anyway, two cops had to hike to get this woman out alive. Everyone just assumed a week. A woman with dementia... You assume she's going to be dead, but she's alive. So we have a few other stories to tell you, and I'm sure all of us have almost been killed. I've been shot at.
Pistol
whipped.
I've been pistol whipped. If you shouldn't be alive, we'd like to hear your story as well. Amber seems like she hasn't heard this story, but I got mugged at 35th in Colorado.
Ooh.
Like literally across the street from a police station.
Yeah.
I pulled into a 7-Eleven that's still there. The police station is now a Walgreens, I think.
Huh.
And I just had to make a quick phone call because this is pre-cell phones. Two dudes jumped me, put a gun in my face, pistol whipped me with the thing. And then as I'm laying in it, well, I gave him a reason to pistol whip me. Like, I had just replaced my ID and my credit card.
Slacker.
So I gave him my wallet and he took the money out of my wallet. So I was like, yoink. I took my wallet back. Do you know how hard it is to do all that stuff?
Do you know how easy it would have been for them to just shoot you?
Slacker, I tell her the rest of that.
So then, they leave me, and, I'm laying on the ground, so I flag down the police or whatever. I go over there, I'm filling out the report, and I can hear on the radio, they were at 35th in Colorado when they got me, then they were at, by the museum, 20th in Colorado, mugged somebody else. Then they turned on Colfax, they mugged somebody at Colfax in Colorado, and they went up to Monaco. The person at Monaco and Colfax, they shot him, killed him. So
they probably would have shot Slacker.
The cop actually said, I was probably lucky because grabbing the wallet back probably freaked him out. They were probably this dude's kind of a badass, which I'm not. I'm in skinny jeans with my cowboy boots. My jeans are tucked into my cowboy boots.
Oh, that's a look.
I'm wearing a floral puffy shirt.
Oh, wow.
With a
better.
Vest.
With a vest?
Yeah.
And it was a Velcro wallet, don't it?
Oh, my.
You got my money out, and I'm like, yoink!
All because you didn't want to wait in line at the DMV.
Oh, my God. You know what it was like. Yeah. I mean, now the DMV is so much better.
Right, but back then, dude, I probably would have.
I know.
I'd rather
I'm not doing it again.
There.
One more quick story. A kayaker, his phone saved his life. Apparently, he was in the Florida Everglades. He's kayaking. He got lost and he dipped his kayak or something.
Ooh.
But he had his wallet and his cell phone in a Ziploc bag.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So it fell out and floated and ended up on shore. And then law enforcement found it and they're like, well, if it ended up here,
wow.
We know he's somewhere in that direction.
Wow.
They were able to find this fool
from his floating.
Apparently he was wearing a life jacket. He was convulsing in the water. He'd been floating for 2 solid days in freezing cold water.
Holy.
That's really crazy.
That guy should be dead. I mean, in freezing cold water, your brain should just turn off. It's kind of peaceful, I've heard, but you just go
holy
night-night and you're dead. So he shouldn't be alive either.
Yeah, right.
If you shouldn't be alive, we want to talk to you. Ashton?
Yay.
Why shouldn't you be alive?
When I was 2 years old, I was actually drowned. I ended up with my lungs 3/4 full of water and had to be flight for life to a hospital and then in an ambulance to another hospital because the first didn't have the equipment to treat me because it was
wow.
I've all the ways to die. Drowning,
that's the scariest.
Drowning to me is drowning and burning are the two that I like. Whereas you want to drown, right?
At one point, yeah.
Oh my God, that's such a weird way to answer.
Well, it was like a leading
point,
way to go, but then I've kind of, re-evaluated. And
so no damage, though, after have your lungs, you're fine?
I mean, I have really severe asthma, and water was really scary for me for a long time. Even though I don't remember it, subconsciously.
Totally.
So you couldn't, shower or bathe or anything?
Right. Yes, I did. Shower.
I only drink soda. Wow, that's scary. Thank you for the call, Aston. Alicia.
Yes.
Hi. You shouldn't be alive. Why not?
I was in fourth grade. My appendix bursted, and my parents didn't believe me. Didn't take me to the hospital for a week.
Oh my God!
That's poisoning you.
They took me to the hospital. Excuse me.
That's gangrene. Yeah. Like you're like it's yep. toxins spreading yeah. throughout your.
Yep. I was in the hospital for a month and a half after trying to get all that all out of my body. It was fun.
Wow.
That's a lot of school.
Exactly. You've got a get out of jail free card yes. forever with your parents, don't you?
Not really. So I'm Asian and my parents were like, oh, well, I guess that happened.
Wow. Our bad.
Throw some dirt on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had an exam coming up, so they thought I was faking it.
That is unbelievable. Thank you for the call.
Should have died.
Heather.
Yay.
You shouldn't be alive.
So I was leaving the casino one night. It was kind of late. I was driving down Central City Parkway. I was kind of going probably faster than I should have. I think maybe 65 down one of the corners, you know?
Yeah.
And a deer came out from one of the curves, so I pulled the e-brake and slammed on the brake. My car ended up rolling 3 times down Central City Parkway. After the police got there and did the whole investigation, there was 147 feet of tread from my tires.
You were moving.
Whoa.
You were definitely moving
down the mountain,
and you
oh my going pretty fast.
Dang it.
Because, you know, Steve and I have taken that road and raced each other, and there's several sections that while you can go 85, it's actually 25 is the speed limit in there.
Yeah, I didn't realize how fast I was going, but I was probably going around 65 or 70.
Dang, girl.
Yikes.
It was a nice little Jetta, so it was kind of fast, and it was, you know, trying to miss the deer, save the deer.
Wow.
Crashed my car.
Yeah.
I think you would have been hurt either way. Hitting the deer would have hurt almost just as bad. Mm-hmm. So thank you for the call, Heather. Vicky?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be alive.
Yay. Sorry, I didn't know who answered the phone.
Why should you be dead?
So a couple of years back, my girlfriend and I, which was her first time, I took her backpacking in Wind River, Wyoming. And we ended up getting lost for 4 days in the wilderness.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
We
were on, what's that?
You didn't have the right gear? How did you get out of there?
No, we did have all the right gear, actually. And I'm wilderness certified with, you know, safety and first aid and things like that.
Thank goodness.
We were on the top of a mountain pass and got caught in a freak snowstorm and just lost our way and ended up just kind of finding a river and following it back to one of the trailheads about 3 hours from where we started.
Were you prepared
where
to like
our car was parked, so
have to consume each other?
I'm eating you for sure.
The sad thing was my dog was with us actually too, and we ended up having to ration food for her and us.
Oh.
So we actually went about a day without like serious food, so that was kind of a little scary.
And when you're trying to hike, you're trying to get out of there, you need the energy.
Dang.
I wouldn't have survived.
Yeah, we were going thousands of feet up, thousands of feet down, so it was pretty scary.
That's fine. Found another thing that Steve won't do. Katrina.
Yes.
Why shouldn't you be alive? Yay.
So I went to Mexico 2 years ago, and I've been to Mexico many times. And I went with my mom, actually, and we went to a club, and I wanted to stay out. I met these, like, group of Canadians. And mom was like, well, I'm going to go home. And we're supposed to leave the next day. So we stayed out till, like, 3 in the morning. And then I left to go home, and we went to go get a cab, and I ended up crossing the street, and the cops came up and arrested me, and they put me in handcuffs, and another guy that I had just met, and I speak pretty good Spanish, and they put me in handcuffs, and I'm like, what are my charges? What are you doing? And they were driving very far from where we were in Cabo into the middle of the desert.
What?
To get a ransom.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are my charges? And I knew they spoke English, but they were pretending they didn't, and they pretended they didn't know what I was saying. And they drove out to the middle of the desert. I was actually there the year before, and someone, when I was there during spring break, they were arrested by the police, taken out to the desert, and were taken by the cartel.
What? They sell you to the cartel?
So you were part of, like, trafficking at that point?
Yeah, at that point, I knew what they were doing, and I knew where they were going, and they were driving for, like, an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Outside of Cabo.
What happened? How'd you get out? How'd you get away?
So they took us out. They dumped us, me and this guy, and they took our shoes. They took all our money. They took, like, our purses. They took his shoes. And I didn't know this guy. Like, he was from Canada. I had no idea who he was. And he was nice enough to, like, give me a sock. And I knew that probably the cartel was going to come after us.
So you had to start hiding.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I think the only thing we can do is try to run towards the beach. And you could kind of see the beach. I mean, it was like 2 miles away.
Wow.
And so he gives me his socks, and we run as fast as we can to the beach.
Clearly, and, I mean, you survived. Like, if you didn't know, you would just stay. I would just wait for somebody to find me.
Done.
But if you wait, the person who's going to find you is the cartel.
That's so scary.
It's all inclusive, though, right?
Oh, it's a cartel. They've got a wicked, wicked mini bomb. Okay. Robin?
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive.
I had a birthday party for my ex-husband, and I fell down the flight of stairs backwards to the cement floor.
Ooh.
And the first thing that hit was my neck and my shoulders.
Ba-da-da.
The doctor said if I wouldn't have been drinking, I would be dead or paralyzed.
What?
See? Why did drinking save you?
What do you mean?
Because she's more relaxed.
My body fell. I was relaxed. Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I drink.
Whatever.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.